drinking. All right, what do you got?
What's the 20th? We have two. We need to do two, correct?
Yeah.
The only thing I want to talk about it now. You know, a week prior is this Saturday. Like this past Saturday, I was in Disney like all day. I wasn't by my phone. So there's like a couple things that like my boss had to handle.
Okay.
And next Saturday is like month end, and
okay.
I'm trying to think like if like February 3rd, I don't think weather is going to be much of a difference between the 26th and the 3rd.
Yeah, I mean, if
the only reason I say that is end of the month and 2 weekends in a row of not being having to be away from my phone the whole entire day.
Yeah, that's perfect. We'll just we'll find something else on Saturday. Maybe dance class or something.
And I was thinking this weekend, since it's end of month, I feel like we could do Tim Ferriss and another one if we needed. Like you said, dance class. Get those two out. Get two podcasts in for the end of the month. Get that. I mean, technically, we only need one if you count the homeless, and that would make four for the month. But if we wanted to legitimately get four for January, I think you can just do two. You know, 2 hour, 3 hour challenges.
Yeah.
And then that puts us through the end of the month feeling good about January.
So you'd rather do Ferris on Saturday than like Thursday, like we talked about last week? It's
up to you. I mean, if you're on board with two challenges, I feel like we'd get a lot more out of it on a Saturday.
Okay.
Not being rushed. Personally, I don't know how you feel about it, but
yeah, I just feel like it might be tough to. I'm good either way, so I say we play it by ear and whatever works with your schedule. I feel like to do like say spend Saturday doing two different challenges and then have to record two different podcasts, that might be tough, but it's worth a shot. I would say it's more based on work schedule. Just get two challenges in and, you know, two podcasts.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you go into the city in the morning or something and just do that, record the podcast, I mean, you can even break it up over, like I said, the Tim Ferriss only gonna take, like, an hour or two, and then record, and then if that's it for Saturday, we could just try Sunday or Monday night, or I could see how Thursday feels, this Thursday, whatever.
Yeah, well, like,
I think Tim Ferriss is obviously, that's definitely one that we should do.
Yeah.
And then
There's zero issues for me, so whatever works out. We gotta find another challenge too, because, you know, like, schedule-wise, like, dance class might not work on Saturday. But zero issues for me, so.
Well, yeah, I think Ferris can be worked around anything. There's no schedule issue there.
Yeah.
If there's a class like that or something that we find, we can do that, and then.
Yeah, we'll just play it by ear and see what happens.
Even Sunday doing Ferris. It's only a few hours.
I'm tired, but it was good to get the workout in. Like, I like lifting. Like, I missed it last week. I didn't really miss waking up at 4:30. I didn't miss this cold, but the lifting, I did miss that.
For me, it's like, if I don't do it, I feel like now I'm at the point if I don't do it, like, energy is brutal. I think one day last week or forget what it was. Like, I did the regeneration, but I don't think I went to the gym to do it. I think I did in the living room. And I did the same thing for the most part. But even that, like, throughout the workday, it was not, like, I didn't feel well.
Yeah.
It was just, like, a pretty average day. And I feel like if I get the workout in, I feel so much better.
Yeah, you have to go to the gym to do it. I don't know, there's something weird there where, like, you go to the gym and it makes it seem like you did more work.
Yeah, without question, yeah.
Speaking of other scheduling things, I'm probably going to stay home tonight into tomorrow because they're taking my car tomorrow. So I have to be home for that. And I have an eye doctor appointment at 10 a.m., so
yeah,
probably just makes more sense. Not ideal in terms of getting back into it, but...
Well, I mean, we've kind of already made a rule around, like, Tuesday, Thursdays are going to be flexible.
Yeah.
We're going to try, I mean, we'll try to do our best to make sure Monday, Wednesday, Friday that we're together. I think we do better when that's the case, but Tuesday, Thursday is a lot more flexibility if needed.
Yeah, it would just be, it'd be stupid to come back here tonight, so... So, two scheduling things there. How was Disney?
It was good. We didn't plan in advance. And when you don't, like, reserve things and plan out the day, you wind up just standing on lines 60% of the time. You know, Magic Kingdom is more... It's not really necessarily a great adult park. It's good for Tyler. See the parades. We went on a couple things that were... The things we did go on, like the Buzz Lightyear, there was like a laugh floor. Like, they're actually really funny, like, or entertaining. It just wasn't enough of it.
Yeah.
So, if I were... Obviously, I'm not, like, rushing to get back, but if I were to go again, I would obviously go to a different park and plan it a lot more in advance. But it was good. Weather was good. No rain or anything.
You get rain yesterday?
No.
Poor.
It was probably coming in, but
yeah.
It didn't quite hit until until after I left.
And what time did you leave?
The flight was supposed to be 3:50. It got delayed to 5. We ended up boarding at 5 o'clock.
And you flew into Islip, or?
Yeah. Got in at, landed at 7:30. Got home at, breeze home. Probably got home in 45 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were landing at like 9:30, or, I was like, damn. Because I saw that your car wasn't here, so I figured you flew out of Islip.
You know, I landed at 7:30. Got an Uber at 7:45, took me back to Jackie's, and I wound up leaving at 8:10 and got home at 8:55. So there was zero traffic, so I helped, and then probably in bed by 10 o'clock. So as long as I'm in bed before 10 o'clock, 4:30 is very doable for me.
Any uncomfortability challenges to keep the momentum going?
Well, Tim's just like, that's just the way of life.
Yeah.
So, like, he'll tell me to do so too. And, like, for right off the plane in Florida, we're waiting in the hall, tarmac, like, whatever that thing is, waiting for Joey because he was, like, one of the last rows. And Tim's like, all right, so you just, like, follow my lead. So Joe makes the corner, comes up, and he's like, Joey! Like, in the gayest voice possible, and screaming, like, as loud as he can, and, like, made me do it as well, and just embarrassed the shit out of Joey. Joey! Oh, my God, so good to see. And he does the worst voice ever.
Did I tell you about my dad's friend who used to caddy for me?
No.
It was the final round of the state open. I was in the final group. I'm on, like, the far left side of the range at Bethpage. He comes in. There's literally 45 stalls between me and him. And he just starts yelling, oh my God, Michael, did you try the salad dressing yesterday? It's like it was homemade. And then he comes up to me, gives me a hug, and gives me two kisses on the cheeks, and then caddies for me the rest of the day. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
What a good way to start the round.
Yeah. And him and my other dad's friend, apparently, like, my dad and this guy were out one night, and the other friend comes in, and they put on, like, this whole gay show in the middle of the restaurant doing that, like, oh, my God, Michael, you're here.
And they're legitimately gay? Or
No. They're just making fun of it? Just making fun of it.
So he was doing it, like, kind of embarrassed, or, like, trying to, like,
He was doing it to embarrass me.
Yeah.
And then he in the restaurant, they just thought it was funny, the two of them. Two of them are sitting down already. The other one shows up. They stand up in the middle of the restaurant and just start having, like, this loud, gay voice conversation. It's unreal. Like, you were talking about Tim, way of life, like, damn, that takes some balls.
And then, Tim would just walk around the park and just walk past groups of people. He's like, man, this is the worst diarrhea of my life. It's just like, but that's just like a passing comment. There's not even like any thought there.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
So I wouldn't say like I necessarily went too far out of my way, but like there's moments that you just naturally. Like, it's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was a good trip. Went pretty fast.
Yeah. It goes quick. Like, we keep going back to time. Like, it's amazing that we're, 8 weeks done with workouts. That's, like, 2 months. Like, I remember standing in the hallway when you're like, I signed up for this program. I'm like, all right, well, let's do that.
Yeah, we'll commit to a month.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
That was literally, like, yesterday.
That was 2 months ago. It's like you leave for the trip, and it's like, I was gone 8 days, and I was like, that was quick. So, I don't really get anything else,